You are right up May Street.
Oh, you can't make me choose.
I go by Toyota. Sponsors T4.
Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
I remember we couldn't remember the word for table.
This is Your Welcome America Presents The Ashley Simpson Show, Episode 6.
In our ongoing mission to translate British pop culture for America and American pop culture for Britain, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of The Ashley Simpson Show by rewatching all 8 and possibly 16 episodes.
No.
You're the one who pitched that
to
me. I know,
and now I'm regretting it.
Okay.
Coming up in Episode 6, we have Pizza Hut, hairdresser Ken Parvers, and a return to the knitting bloody factory.
I think it's just Ken Paves.
Okay.
I googled it. I am Ben.
I am Fraser.
Fraser Light Razor.
And this is the Ashley Simpson Show, man. Got stains on my
Okay, episode is called Ashley Performs Live.
I mean,
okay.
Pretty descriptive.
Ashley sings a song. Ashley does music.
I would say Ashley performs live. We hear something very different in the final result.
Oh, yeah, fair. Okay, shall we make a Pizza Hut commercial with Jess?
Yeah, let's pop up to where what I just have already made up is maybe Santa Barbara or kind of a ranch in Malibu. That's where I'm imagining we are.
Yeah, I don't think it's as far north as Santa Barbara. I think that's close by.
I think we're at a ranch in Malibu.
Yeah, or just maybe a Malibu. I was going to go with Temecula.
So we see Ashley's kind of hanging outside of a trailer, and she just kind of says in the most Ashley way, she says, just before, you know, my live performance, I actually already have a commitment to film a Pizza Hut commercial with Jessica, my sister.
Mm.
And she's got a smile on her face and an undercurrent of just sadness and resentment that I'm on her side in this episode, by the way.
Okay. Now, she's wearing nose strips.
Yes.
I was wondering, is this because she's having like nasal ENT issues.
Ear, nose, and throat department.
Ear, nose, throat. Is this why she had a nose job, I wonder, eventually?
Well, this also shows that this episode was probably filmed out of sequence because she gets the nose strip at the doctor's later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it, okay.
You know, I'm always out to really pick apart the timeline of this show and expose the lies.
Do you want to have a look at the picture I just texted to you?
Oh.
Multimedia.
Oh, yeah. Jessica Simpson, Ashley Simpson's sister, Tina Simpson, mom.
So what is it?
This is a little note that's taped to the monitor so they can tell who's who. And there's no pictures on it, so I don't know. I think it's just to remember everyone's names.
So she is wearing... Now, as I was saying to you earlier, I do not know when I watched this episode and made these notes. I'm so confused. But I do have written here, lime green shirt and bootcut jeans. Ashley or is that Jessica?
That's Ashley. So okay. I made these notes in like a kind of a fugue state earlier today. Okay. So we're somewhere in the middle, we'll meet. But, that's poetic. So, yeah, they basically go into the trailer, a very pine-heavy trailer.
Yes.
Real light pine. And Ashley's kind of reading Us magazine while Tina's just kind of pestering her about the shoot and being really annoying. She's like playing with her hair and she's being like, oh, look at her hair. She's brunette. Doesn't it look nice? To like someone off camera mm-hmm. who doesn't answer her. She's just really irritating Ashley. You could feel her irritation rising, but she doesn't say anything. Because I think Ashley's like made this strange commitment to not fight with her family on the show.
Mm.
That's what I think. I think she's like conscious about like not wanting to do that. So you can tell she's really like gritting her teeth in this bit.
Well, they must have learned some lessons from doing Nick and Jessica.
Right. And she's trying on clothes for this Pizza Hut commercial. And that's when she's got the shirt and the trousers on. And Tina says, if you look like a fat ass, I would tell you look like a fat ass.
Yeah, I'd tell you if you look like a fat ass, because they're all gaslighting Ashley, because Ashley's like, nothing about being fat, but more like, I don't like these clothes. And all of them, including Jessica's like, oh, come on, Ash, you're being difficult, you're being silly. Meanwhile, Jessica looks phenomenal, and they've given Ashley, like, you know, a couple of things from the bargain bin. Jessica is in, like, a proper va-va-voom outfit. Yeah,
and they've dressed Ashley in the most unflattering version of what I imagine is meant to be, like, a rock and roll look. They've basically put her in this very boxy shirt, and they're telling her to leave it open, and she's wearing, like, a vest top underneath, which is fine if she's being filmed head-on, but as we suddenly see when they get to the commercial, she's being filmed from the most unflattering angle possible. Jessica's sitting on top of a picnic table, like front and center, like
perched like a gorgeous bird.
Yeah, perched, like lit beautifully. Ashley's like sitting down with her back to camera, her boxy shirt open, so it's like creating this like square shape. And she's kind of just leaning over her shoulder like a gargoyle talking to Jessica. And it's just so unfair. We also get another thing that happens a lot in this episode. When they're waiting for the commercial to start, we get Jessica starts doing Newlyweds Jessica. So she starts saying there's a bug on her hair, and she's going like, ooh, and like causing a scene. And Ashley's sitting right next to her, and Ashley's literally going like, I was like, do you know what, Jessica? This isn't your show. This is the Ashley Simpson show.
And speaking of Jessica, at one point she says, oh, come on, everyone, I've not complained once today. Isn't that complaining?
Also, it's you haven't complained because everything has gone your way.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's like, yeah, of course you haven't complained because everything's perfect for you.
Because you get to sit atop the bench in that va-va-voom outfit.
Your sister is complaining because it's bad for her. It's an actual fact. She's not complaining about nothing. And yeah, they do a little, and then basically all of the things that Tina's told Ashley to stop worrying about, she then takes her over to the monitor and she's like, we need to do something about this shirt because you just looks really boxy and stretch. She's like, yeah, that's what I said. And then she's like, and your hair looks so flat and, you know, from the side, you just look like a boy. Ashley says in her interview that she says, I just look like a little boy. I'm like her boy sister just going, hey, hey. She made me laugh there.
Kind of true.
Yeah.
What are they advertising?
A Pizza Hut.
What?
Oh, a buffalo chicken pizza.
Now, where do you stand with chicken on pizza?
I like chicken on pizza if it's kind of a thin Italian affair with like nice chicken. Okay. Remember the Pollo Ad Astra at Pizza Express?
I love how that's your example of like a nice chicken.
That's my baseline of, that's the lowest I'll go.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I would never get like a
frozen chicken pizza.
Yeah, no frozen chicken pizza. And no, like, nasty fun pizza. I would never get chicken on that. It would only in, like, a nicer place.
I really cannot handle chicken on pizza. I think it's... Or, like, chicken with pasta. Ugh.
I don't mind that either.
I don't mind if it's pesto pasta with chicken. God, this is boring. Sorry, everyone. So,
we've got food on the brain. We have, like, a 10-minute long conversation about cream eggs and mini eggs before this started.
Oh, God, I cannot wait to get my little piggy face into a bag of... cream egg I'll happily have from the fridge.
That's where I kept mine.
Oh,
it was so good.
But a little trough of mini eggs though. That's what I really want.
I was doing a cream egg and then those York's peppermint patty things that I've discovered in this country that are right up my alley.
Almost like a little refresher, like an amuse bouche between a course.
A little circle and they're in the fridge and I just have a little nibble of one of them after lunch sometimes.
It says, I've just written here that they're both high maintenance.
Yeah. And we noticed, this is when we got our first shot of Ken Parvers. So I thought he was called Ken Paves as well.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, I just watched something on YouTube. And I watched the most bananas kind of Good Morning America or the Today Show segment from like the 2000s. It opened with like graphics about like beauty segment. And it was set to, turn the cussing up a little more. I was like, oh my God, it's set to pound the alarm. And then they cut to the studio and the host... accidentally misgendered Ken Parvers and called him she, and then you hear him she goes, oh, I called him she, I mean he, and you hear him off camera, he goes, that's okay. But most importantly, she called him Ken Parvers, but also she might not be the most accurate.
Well, she thought Ken was a woman.
She goes gender wrong and she just heard pound the alarm, so maybe she was confused. I'm just gonna call him Ken.
I looked up Ken and he works heavily with Victoria Beckham.
Yes, yes.
Victoria Beckham, Eva Longoria. I think he still does the odd thing with Jessica. I don't know.
Mm. He stayed pretty loyal to that core set of women, hasn't he?
Good for him.
Did you Kate Beckinsale as well?
Yes, definitely. a lot of
I mean, I feel like a good chunk of his year is kept up with Kate Beckinsale. I feel like the others are like, oh, I'll pop in and out for these things. But I think Kate has him like in the house.
Well, I think also what's helpful is Victoria needs a lot as well, but Kate and Victoria have the same like hair, yes, like hair horse breed.
Yes.
Completely. So they just, you just like
order in bulk from India.
Exactly. Okay, Jess is drinking a sugar-free Red Bull.
She sure is.
Oh, yeah, I've written here, yeah, boy sister, but also Tina is right. They do need to sort of like ruffle Ashley's hair a bit. Like, yeah, it's like a
Lego helmet on top of her head in this scene. And then we get a real piece of editing trickery and jiggery pokery here. So there's an interview with Ashley and she's saying, you know, Jessica deserves everything that she gets, but... you know, that she has, sorry, not that she gets, but sometimes, you know, it's hard for me to see that. And she's kind of trying to very lightly talk around like how this is the clearest example of her being treated like shit compared to Jessica in any sense. But her hair and makeup is completely different. It's actually the hair and makeup from much later on in the episode where old Ken Paving Slabs has given her like extensions.
Oh.
And her makeup's complete. It's when she got her hair and makeup done and she looks really different and good. So it's just, they just, I mean, you know, the sentiment remains the same whenever it was filmed.
Yeah. She could be saying that about Jessica any time up until, I don't know, the success of Pieces of Me.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get out of Malibu. I feel hot and annoyed.
Hot and annoyed. Egg yolk towers. Let's go back to the condo.
It's also the last thing you want to do is eat pizza in like the direct sunlight like they are in that. Anyway, let's get back to...
I wonder how much pizza was on set. Got a Pizza Hut pizza.
It's old school.
Love a Pizza Hut pizza. Although here it's kind of gross.
Yeah. I think it might be gross back at home now as well, but...
You mean just... but mean to say like the Pizza Hut buffet is gross? Those greasy slices loved sizzling under. My God. Mm.
So we cut back to Eggy Manor, but not for long.
No.
Because Ashley's getting in her car and going to the doctor's in... one of the worst outfits I've seen on the show so far.
What is this outfit? Remind me.
It's a pink maxi skirt with a green, like, shirt. So not even a t-shirt, like a green shirt and like a yellow handbag.
Did you notice the instrumental music at this point?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I described it as instrumental music with an Asian twist.
Oh, dear. Well, thank God that it didn't match what was happening on screen, because that sounds like something of the time.
Absolutely.
If they'd gone to, what's it called, Benihana, that's what they would have used.
So she's going to go see the voice doctor. Now, what did she eat last night?
She said she had a late night Taco Bell. Now, for someone who's dealing with reflux and of acid variety, I don't think Taco Bell in the middle of the night is really the best idea.
Also, we dealt with Taco Bell. Why would you go there?
It's fine. It's the most fine, like, it's nothing.
Yeah. If you want that, go get some proper chips from somewhere, like chips and salsa or whatever.
Or go to like one of those food trucks that's just like parked around where it's like actual nice tacos that taste good.
Yeah.
And are like cheap and nasty at the same time.
Yeah. Fool.
Very nervous about this deadline. I feel like the sense of urgency about everything that's happening here is really annoying me.
Well, because she's got a show in 2 days.
Yeah.
What's the doctor's name? Dr. Sugarman.
Dr. Sugarman. I wrote down his name as well. He said that she's chronically burnt her vocal cords with the acid reflux. Chronically burnt them.
It's those Red Bulls. It's those Taco Bells.
I bet she eats, like, what did we talk about? Red Vines. I feel like she eats that kind of thing as well. Mm. But she likes Sour Patch as well.
I love a Sour Patch.
I do too. Yeah. I ate a whole pack of them last night when we went to that reading thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Didn't know you did that. You didn't even offer one to any of us.
Yeah. Didn't want it. It was my dinner.
Your Sour Patch kids were dinner.
Yeah. It was only a standard size bag.
No, it doesn't matter the size of bag.
So she's got a deviated septum, aka code to be encouraged to get a nose job.
But I do genuinely think that's clearly what ended up happening.
He says it's that combined with the acid that she's having issues.
All I heard there was nose job.
Yeah, or Ashley.
It's like when you want something and someone gives you even the vaguest excuse to do it. Anyway, I think the nose job doesn't even happen in our 2 seasons, so whatever.
Well, Dr. Sugarman says that she needs a singing coach and a speaking coach. I don't feel we saw hide nor hair of those people in the 2 days before the show, but what do we know?
Yeah.
And I will notice that Joe Simpson is wearing one of the most ghastly 2000s outfits I've ever seen.
Oh, God, yeah.
Just a jeans and shirt combo with, like, a shoe that just the most kind of nasty version of each of those things. Like a leather shoe with like a bootcut jean and like a striped like an expensive but disgusting shirt.
Yeah. Why? How do they earn their money, these two, the parents? Is it like managing the kids?
Yeah, I feel like they get a big cut of, like, especially thinking about all the endorsement deals, Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the bulk of it, was all those kind of big money endorsement deals that were coming Jessica's way.
But are they brokering them, or are they just like chaperoning them?
Great question.
Yeah. Never understood that.
She's upset because she's got this news 2 days before the show. So
she can't rehearse.
Yeah.
Basically. And it's her first live show. Okay. So these are actual stakes.
Yes, for once, finally.
Okay, this next section I've just called Where Are We? And then I've written, is that Ken Paves? Now no, Ken Pavas. And then I've just written, it is Ken.
Yeah, so it's actually the day of her show. They're in a, I think they're in that condo that we talked about in the last episode, which is the like...
Oh, the family condo.
The Simpson family, Los Angeles hub.
Got it.
And she's getting her hair done by Ken Paving Slabs, and...
Oh, this is where he's gluing in hair to her hair. Yes,
literally adding hair onto her head, and she says that Ken bought a makeup person with him for her, and someone's doing her makeup, and I will say it's the best she's looked so far on the Ashley Simpson show.
Yeah.
They really got her makeup, they got her, like, style that she kind of sticks with for quite a long time after this.
Yeah, Ken's like, babe... I got you.
Yeah, he like saw those pictures from that magazine shoot and he's like, we're not gonna do soft pink makeup on you anymore, let's just throw some black, just throw a lot of black on those eyes and be done with it. Tina, at this point, Tina's just showing her an endless rack of blazers. she's sitting getting her hair done. Tina keeps going, what about this one with these pants? And it's just like blazer trousers. Like, she's not gonna be doing like a PowerPoint presentation.
Meanwhile, I'm a TED talk. Suitcase full of crap. Is that because Ashley here has a big suitcase?
I think that's Tina's
crap. That Tina's full of crap. Okay. Suitcase of crap.
And then Ashley just says, do you know what? I'm just gonna be myself. And Tina says, well, you're just gonna wear jeans and sneakers, aren't you? But I will note she does end up wearing one of the t-shirts that Tina was holding up.
Oh, does she?
That striped blue and yellow one, which is incidentally the Norwich City Football Club colours.
Got it.
She's like a canary.
A canary?
Yep.
What does that mean again? If you're a fan, you're called a canary.
No, it's like... it's like... You know how every football team has their, like, the logo, so people get called the...
I didn't know this.
Yeah, like... Oh, no, Arsenal's called the Gunners because they have, like... What? They have cannons on their thing.
Are you straight now? What are you doing?
Well, I grew up there, so I just know the canaries, you know?
Okay. Well, how would you react if I said the phrase to you, Sabutio? Sabutio.
I'd feel pretty neutral about it, but I would know what you're talking about. Sabutio.
Sabutio.
Yeah.
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 What about Panini stickers?
Yes. Were they called Panini?
Yeah, that was like the brand.
Strange.
Yeah. Okay, so I've just written here that I'm enjoying this big hair and smoky eyes.
God, Paninis were a real 2000s thing, weren't they?
Oh, paninis as in the food.
Yeah.
Oh my God, paninis.
Love a panini.
We've talked about this before, but my special university was schlepping to the little canteen and I'd get my special, which was two paninis and chips. And I had black olives in those paninis. Oh, that was good. I could have a panini right now.
Okay, so let's go to the most enraging and stressful part of this episode, shall we?
Is it the drive?
Yeah.
What? Okay, where are we? What's going on? Where are we going?
We're clearly, I believe, lost around like kind of Mulholland Drive, Hollywood Hills kind of way.
Now, to be fair, up there, they don't even have phones with navigation.
No.
Because I was going to say, when you go up there, your phone, your GPS just stops because it's so weird.
I think that what happened here is we're clearly coming from Sherman Oaks, you know, somewhere up there. To go to Hollywood.
And they've cut through Laurel Canyon.
We'll cut through Laurel Canyon and like Mulholland Drive and make it really quick. But when you don't have navigation, those streets are completely bonkers. Should have just got the freeway.
Should just hop on that freeway. But what time of day is it?
Well, she does say it's 5 o'clock.
Oh.
So Tina's really aggravating me in this scene because she's, instead of just saying, oh my God, I'm really sorry, like, we're getting lost here and I'm trying my hardest, she's just, like, laughing and joking and really trying to pass it off as just like, oh, silly us, eh? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, this isn't Ashley's fault, this is your fault. And we just hear this one throwaway line when Ashley just says, oh, you know, I'm just a bit nervous because this is the first time I will have done the songs all the way through. Hello? I don't think the sound check is when you should be doing a song all the way through for the first time.
Well, never mind the sound check. She might miss the sound check.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, they descend from the hills, and then we get kind of a long scenes of them stuck in, like, traffic in Hollywood.
So they're on Hollywood Boulevard at 5 p.m. Do you see what they're outside of? They're outside of Lowe's.
Yeah.
And then that bowling alley around there as well. Oh, God, that can be... It's basically Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah, really, really stressful. And Tina's really, like, really not being helpful or supportive. She's being really defensive and being like, well, are you saying this is my fault? And Ashley's like, no, it's fine. It's like, yeah, it is your fault, and it's not fine. Mm-hmm. And she shouldn't be missing her sound check.
I know. And bearing in mind she hasn't been able to speak or sing for the past 2 days. This is a disaster.
Yeah, I said Tina's doing a really good job of turning this around on her, even though it's her fault.
I think they mentioned getting out and walking, and I'm like, yeah, do just get out and walk. It's like 2 blocks.
Oh, dear. I think I wasn't in a good spot. My next note is, I hate Tina.
Uh-oh.
So she finally gets there. Well, I know why I said I hate Tina, because they finally see the venue, and Tina goes, oh, there it is. It's across the street. Why don't you just get out and run across the street if you're so desperate to get there? And I was like, Tina, your fault. Anyway.
Parking around there is probably a nightmare
as well. Oh, yeah, she should have got out and run across the street. Don't wait for Tina to park.
So she gets to her sound check, thankfully. She's never used an in-ear before.
This is so crazy.
Oh, I just wrote here, question mark, for you. Are you stressed?
I was so stressed. I felt so bad for her. And as well, no one's helping her.
Yeah.
No one's helping her at all. Like, she seems to be just standing on stage trying to use monitors for the first time. I mean, the band are warming up fine, but, like, no one... There's no, like, sound person helping her. Like, Joe and Tina aren't helping. They're just watching her.
There's no one, like, taking control of the situation. Yeah. Of this child that's about to perform on stage.
Yeah. My note is, why is this all so unprepared and harried?
Mine is, where is Ryan?
Yeah. And lovely Ray. Poor Ray. He's trying his hardest, but he's got to play in the band. He can't be helping with everything.
Well, my next note is, Ray is hot.
He really is.
Oh, okay. So then we have Joe decides to chip in on the sound check, and he's talking about the sound being rich.
He also says, you've sung these songs before. You've just got to do it. I was like, no, Joe. It's not as simple as you just need to sing the song. She's dealing with, like, some technical things she's never experienced before. It's not, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
I said, well, why don't you do it then, Joe?
Oh.
And then I repeated myself for a second time because Tina starts telling her that she's holding the mic too far away from her mouth. My next note is, why don't you sing the fucking songs, Tina?
Well, Tina's a rock chick.
She could probably pull it off, actually. I'd like to hear Tina's version. Pieces of me, Tina's version.
Pieces of Tina. Tina's of me. So this next section I've just called Live at the Knitting Factory. Let's get into it. She has a change of outfit.
Yeah, it's showtime. We see a lot of people in vest tops and trucker hats streaming into the venue. Everyone's in a vest top, trucker hat, a baggy jean, and like a low slung kind of thick belt.
And the girls are all wearing like a little purse.
Yes.
Slung over their shoulder. Who is this performance for?
Not a clue.
Yeah.
Seems to be at, well, 5 p.m. on like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
At the Knitting Factory.
Okay, what look has she opted for?
So she's in the Norwich City colours. She's being a real canary in a green and yellow striped t-shirt.
Yeah.
And kind of some baggy jeans with a really thick belt.
I've written here, rock and roll metal belt.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one of those growing up?
I don't think I had that one. I know people that had those belts.
I had that belt.
I had that one that had the metal... Remember, like, the metal thing at the front, and it always had that one bit of, like, belt flapping in the wind. Like it was like a fabric belt.
It was very H&M. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a seatbelt, but not.
That's exactly it. It was like, but there was always one bit of the belt flapping kind of in the wind.
Yeah.
not a good look. So this is where I got really angry, because Ashley's really nervous, and she's just trying to... She's saying, oh, I went really quiet. And she said, I went really quiet, and I wasn't speaking because I was kind of just in this, like, panic mode. And then, you know, Lucille Ball herself comes tripping through the door and does, like, a cartwheel. Comedy Relief's arrived. Yeah, the greatest comedian of all time stumbles through the door with Tina, and it's Jessica. And she's just had laser eye surgery.
So she's looks like a bug. She's wearing these giant buggy glasses on, And she's being led to the door. Tina's having a ball at this
Tina's
point.
Tina's filled with fucking glee. I was so angry when I saw this. I was like, this isn't the moment you think it is, Tina. This is actually, this is encapsulates everything that's wrong with your family dynamic, yeah, Tina.
This is every reason why Ashley could have gone on to murder you all.
Completely. It's just like,
why? Now, why would you get laser eye surgery then go to a gig?
It's madness is what it is. She should have just not gone if the appointment had to be on that day. It's fine. She's having laser eye surgery.
Yeah.
It's just another thing about the throwaway and like, oh, it'll be funny if we go and do this, won't it?
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
Really, really disrespectful towards her.
It is disrespectful. Nick's there. Nick is silent. There. Not one word, not a peep from Nick in this episode.
I mean, I wonder if the rationale of, we'll get into the performance, but of Jessica coming is that she doesn't need sight to hear her say.
So then we rock and roll our way into the show, and we do that by having a shot of Ashley tying her green Kermit Converse.
Rock and roll! We have a prayer circle, don't you?
Oh, God. I skipped over that because I was so angry.
I want to hug Ray. I've written that. And then, oh, Joe is warming up the audience.
Oh, God. So we start, and we're treated to quite a smoke and mirrors final product, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm gonna do my impression of this song.
Go on.
Doom 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 doom. You know what song that is?
Well, that was Hey, how long I've been living now.
Oh, did I do the wrong song?
Yeah. Okay. Him still your boyfriend.
Okay, wait a minute.
Whoa, ha.
Wanna la la with the picture and the floor and I'm like an alley cat. It's that one, isn't it? Okay.
Well, so the first song is a different one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but it's I can't remember which song it is. But we don't really hear it. We kind of just get her talking about it in interview, and she says the first song went fine, but I also fell over.
Yeah.
So we see a kind of a slow motion shot of her tripping over. Then she's doing la la, and I said, these aren't the vocals, are they, Ashley?
No, we hear the CD of La La playing.
But with like a live effect, like an echo effect thrown on it, I think. We get a wild cutaway of a man taking a picture of her with a digital camera in the audience. And it's that kind of strange thing about how we went from holding cameras up to our eyes to then just holding them. He's like holding this camera really far out and just taking a picture of her. Love to know where that digital copy is these days.
I've written, she's quite a show pony. Mm. Like, she's really shaking her ass and jumping around the stage, isn't she? And then I've written here, Jess's friend has also had LASIK. So I didn't notice. I think there's another bug-eyed friend hanging out with on the balcony. But
well,
anyway.
Ashley's two friends are there, and I really missed a trick by not calling them Ding and Bat as their actual names. So Ding and Bat are in the audience, and they're being very nice and supportive.
Speaking of Ding and Bat,
mm-hmm.
So I think I sent it to you, a podcast with Ashley, this is recent.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it with? Rachel Bilson?
Yes.
Rachel Bilson's podcast, it's Ashley and her three friends, is all the friends that are in the show.
What? Is Ding and Bat?
It's Ding and Bat.
Well, good for them.
And they're all still best buddies. Wow. One of them's pregnant. They all love each other's jokes. They're a very tight little group. Quite hard to listen to the podcast because they're all talking at the same time.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, so nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, we get, she starts getting into it. She starts shaking her ass, to use the UK term. And then there was quite a few different cutaways, which I've just got a few notes on. Lots of vest tops and maxi skirts in the audience.
Vest tops and maxi skirts, I wanna.
We get a Ryan Carbonara jump scare.
Where he's finally here. I at this point I've written, is this an as live vocal here?
I'm not sure. I it feels like maybe it was
tweaked and tampered with.
I think it might be, like an as live vocal from a completely different time.
And they just bunged it in.
Yeah, because it sounded like it was being sung live, but it was definitely being sung by her much later down the line, standing still.
So understandably then, the actual live vocal is probably quite rough.
Yes.
And that could be a number of things. That could be the Z1 cameras they're shooting this on. It's her first show.
She can't speak.
She can't speak. She hasn't rehearsed.
And she's never used in-ear monitors before. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So then we get this very strange moment where she has to kind of compliment Jessica because she's going to sing the song Shadow. So she has to say all this nice stuff about Jessica, even though the song is kind of about
coming out of the coming shadow.
Out of her shadow.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really make any sense because it's not actually that flattering. And then we get stuck with the same old footage of Jessica and Ashley as kids.
Oh, that archive footage. Yeah.
And then we...
What was that archive thing in the UK that people always used to... If you wanted, like, black and white footage of someone in the 50s using a toaster, Pathé?
Yeah.
So they've gone to Pathé and they've got, like, young, blonde, white, tan children.
Then we kind of cut back and Nick... We see a cutaway of Nick up on the balcony looking kind of mortified. Ding and Bat look kind of concerned as well. So I'm thinking the live vocal of Shadow was... hard. So she finishes, and despite all of these setbacks, I said to myself, I'm really proud of our girl.
Yeah, she did well. I've written here Allure Mag. Now, why is that?
Because one of the clips, they're so starved for footage of her being jealous of Jessica that it's her flicking through Allure magazine that Jessica's on the cover of. And it's from the show that we've already seen.
Oh, okay. It's a shot of her looking at Allure Mag, and we've already seen this shot and the Allure Mag. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we knit backstage at the knitting factory?
Yeah. So this is how we know it went badly, because... Joe comes around the corner and he goes, "You're a star." And you hear she kind of gets cut off, but you hear her say, "I was really, really flat and really, like, bad." And he goes, "No, it doesn't matter. You're a star. You're a star." And, like, kind of shouts over the top of her. So I think it went pretty bad.
The creepy record guy's back, isn't he?
Yeah, creepy Jordan. He's also being nice. I said, fuck off, creepy Jordan.
This is the first time she's ever performed on stage.
Yeah.
Which is baffling.
My notes are...
Uh-oh, what's happening next?
Well, no, it just says, fuck off, creepy Jordan. Fuck off, Jessica.
Oh, wow. Fuck off, Jessica. I've written here... Well, first of all, we've got Blur playing in the background. Mm. Did you notice that? I've written that Jessica's being a very supportive older sis. And Jess wants to go on tour with her.
Well, you're a damn fool if that's what you heard her saying.
What did you hear?
Well, she did say that, but she also said... You had so much personality, which is just the biggest fucking, like, fuck you to someone. That's when someone sounds terrible and you don't know what to say. So you just say, "Oh, you had so much personality up there on stage."
She did.
And then really patronizing her. "Oh, I want you to go on tour with me." You've forgotten the tone. You're just reading your notes because you can't remember. Right. Her tone was very pointed.
Someone was a little hungry earlier when they were watching this, weren't they?
I was harried and hungry when I watched this.
Okay. I think now I remember I was in bed on a Sunday morning with a coffee, just relaxing. You were too zen.
I was actually, I needed to leave the house to go to the gym, and I was hungry and annoyed. So that's why. But I do believe I didn't like the, I think I was just so angry with the rest of the Simpson clan at this point. I didn't want to hear anything nice from them.
Okay.
It's like, get out. Leave her alone.
What is happening next time on Ashley?
Well, there's just like an interview with her at the end where she's kind of summing up. And I think this was like a reshoot because this is either a reshoot or they got this on the day of the performance because it's her in like great hair and makeup, but it looks different.
Okay.
So I think it might be on like maybe the album shoot day that's in the next episode. It doesn't really matter, but I really like to keep on top of the timeline, you know?
Yeah, you keep tabs on things.
It seems to be, well, she's shooting her album cover. She's performing at something called Summer Music Mania, and she's arguing with Joe.
Over her mic or something like that.
So, can't wait.
Now, what was your most rock and roll moment of this episode?
It was for sure the close-up of her tying that green Kermit Converse, getting ready to rock out on stage, man.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I was going to buy some Converse today, actually.
Oh.
Have you got Converse?
Yeah, got the white high tops.
Where? You just pointed.
Top left. The high tops are a bit crumbled, but...
Oh, those are the ones I was going to buy.
Oh, well, there you go.
Are they white or are they cream?
They're white.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm just going to get a pair as well then.
Okay.
This episode is not sponsored by Converse.
Or Cadbury's. Oh, God, that would be a sponsorship of a dream, wouldn't it?
Okay, we have to ship in some Easter eggs. Mm. Well, anyway, that's your lot for now, everyone. That was episode 6. We've got 2 more episodes of the series.
Oh, my God. I mean, judging by if the next episode is the album cover, then what is the finale going to be of this? It getting released and that's it?
I think maybe she'll do an in-store.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Yeah.
Really crawling our way to the finish line of this one, aren't we?
Cole, are we going to need a breather before we do season two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you get an episode of Ashley every week, and you get an episode of Your Welcome America every other week. We hope you enjoyed our most recent episode, which was baffling. Little trip to New York. We have a new episode coming out soon.
One of my most kind of creative and strange pieces of media I've ever done was that New York episode.
When Crystal got in touch and said, it felt like it was made for me. It really was just like an update for some friends.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a lot of us shouting. I also really left me dropping quite a hard C-bomb in there that I don't really remember, but okay.
Yeah. What did you cut out? Just noise and crap?
Oh, I cut out quite an alarming voice note of us walking back to Teddy's parents' house on the Friday.
Uh-oh.
Where we're all, each three of us is singing
a different song
and not listening to each other and all talking over each other at the same time. Like literally three of us monologuing like into the void. Like nonsense.
Okay, we hope you enjoyed the episode. Please rate and review us. Get in touch, give us a shout, and we'll see you soon. You're welcome.
Bye.
You are right up May Street.
Oh, you can't make me choose.
I go by Toyota. Sponsors T4.
Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
Barney. I remember we couldn't remember the word for table.